This is Lucy 9023. All right, Lucy, can you hit a buzzer to start us off?
Sure.
Perfect. Okay, so first we're going to look at the alphabet. Can you tell me the letter you see here, what you see here, and one more thing that starts with this letter?
A, apple, and alphabet.
Yeah, good one.
B, boy, and bye. C, cookies, and cake. D, duck, and dog. E, elephant, and electromagnet.
Oh, wow, that's a big word.
F, fish, and fact. G, guitar, and great. H, house, and home. I, ice, and igloo. J, juice, and jump. K, key, and karate. L, leaf, and laugh. M, monkey, and mom. N, nose, and knot. O, orange, and octopus. P, plate, and platypus. Q, quack. Q, duck, and
what did this say?
Quack.
Yeah. Who might wear like a crown that starts with Q?
Oh yeah.
This is maybe a bit trickier. It's okay if you're not sure. You want to move on to the next one?
Sure.
Okay.
R, red, rack, crayon.
And this was?
Red.
Awesome.
Okay. S, spider, and smack. T, table, and car. U, umbrella, and
what's the opposite of down?
Up. V, vacuum, van.
Good one.
W, watch, and wait. X, x-ray, xylophone. Y, yogurt, and yak. Z, zebra, and zack.
You just got through all that. You did so great.
Thank you.
Can you hit a buzzer for us? Terrific. Well, we just did the alphabet, and now we're going to look at some numbers.
Okay.
So can you tell me the number you see here, and then tell me what number you think comes next? And It might try to trick you sometimes.
One and two.
Good guess.
Two and three. Three and four. Four and five. Five and six. Six and seven. Seven and eight. Eight and nine. Nine and ten. 10 and 11. 11, 12. 12, 13. 13, 14. 14, 15. 15, 16. Aww.
Tricked you. So it went from what to what?
15 to 20.
So what do you think might come next?
16.
Okay, that's a really great guess.
Aww.
So what's this?
25.
Okay, what do you think might come next?
26.
That's also a very great guess.
Aw, man.
What's this?
30.
What might be next?
34.
Very great guess.
40 and...
So if it went from 30 to 40, what might be next?
50.
That's a great guess. And you're right.
50 and 60.
Awesome.
60 and 70. 70 and 80. 80 and 90. 90 and 100. 100 and 110.
That's a really great guess. It changed again.
200 and 300. 500 and 600.
Good guess.
1,000 and 10,000.
So this is actually our last one, but you hit 1,000. You just count all the way to 1,000. That is so cool. So now we have a few math problems.
Okay.
Could you read this for me and tell me the answer?
Sure. 9 plus 7 equals 16.
Awesome.
19 minus 1 is 18.
Perfect.
6 times 3 is 18.
Yeah, you got it.
21 divided by 3.
Not sure? No. That's okay. That one's a harder one. Well, great job with that. Can you hit another buzzer? Awesome. And now we're going to look at a game of some pictures, okay?
Okay.
So if I tell you that we have a light here, mm-hmm. and then I say, oh, look, there's another light, you would tell me that we have two what?
Lights.
Yeah. So that's basically what we're going to do, okay?
Okay.
So this is a bag, and we have another one. So there's two
bags.
This is a yacht. And then we have another one. So we have two
yaks.
This is a smide. And we have another smide. So there's two
smides.
And then this is a kel. And now we have two
kels.
This is a rock. And now we have two
rocks.
This is a pite. And now we have two
pites.
This is a slide. And now we have two
slides.
This is a bell, and now we have two
bells.
This is a yag, and now we have two
yags.
This is a crib, and now we have two
cribs.
This is a shoe.
And now we have two shoes.
Exactly. This is a ship. And now we have two.
Ships.
This is a duck. And now we have two.
Ducks.
This is a skack. And now we have two.
Skacks.
This is a brig. And now we have two.
Brigs.
This is a mip. And now we have two.
Mips.
This is a foo. And now we have two.
Foos.
This is a snack. And now we have two.
Snacks.
This is a cup. And now we have two.
Cups.
And now we are all back at the beginning. You did a great job.
Thank
you. Another buzzer. Awesome. Some of those were silly, right?
Yeah.
Okay, now we're going to look at some more silly pictures. So can you tell me everything you see on this picture?
I see a lion, I see a boy, butterfly, I see a lake, leaves, fish, a boat, and flowers.
So what's silly about this picture?
There's an upside down fish.
Yeah. Anything else?
That you can only see the head of this fish.
Yeah. Is there anything silly going on here?
That there's a lion in a boat.
Yeah. What's a lion doing in a boat?
I don't know.
Any guesses?
Because it jumped into the boat.
Why did he jump into a boat?
So he could catch a fish.
Oh, so he's looking for some food. So, what do you think the lion and the boy are, like, doing? Like, where are they going?
I think they're trying to catch fish.
Okay.
But they don't have any fishing rods.
Oh, so what are they going to do?
I don't know.
Any guesses?
Maybe they're just going down the river for fun.
Oh, okay. Yeah, that'd be fun, right?
Yeah.
So do you think the lion and the boy are friends?
Yeah.
Okay, how did they become friends?
Because the boy has a farm with a lion on it.
They had a what with the lion?
They had a farm with a lion on it.
A farm with a lion on it?
Yeah.
Okay. So what made them decide that they're going to take this boat journey?
Because they were bored.
Okay. What do you do when you're bored?
I read and I watch TV.
Okay. So not go on a boat with a lion.
No.
What do you like to watch on TV?
I like watching cartoons.
Oh, me too. Those are good. Awesome. Anything else you see in the picture, in the background?
Nope.
Awesome. Do you want to move on to the next picture then?
Sure.
Okay. What do you see here?
I see cars, I see a bed, I see a boy, I see a plane, I see a drawer, I see a fish, I see books, I see a picture, and then I see clouds.
So what is this person doing?
He's imagining that he's a pilot.
Okay. What makes you think that?
Because his dream is to become a pilot.
Okay. But how do you know that?
Because he has pilot goggles on.
Oh, okay. So everything happening up here, do you think it's real or imaginary?
Imaginary.
Okay, I guess you wouldn't normally have clouds in your room, right?
No, or a plane flying around.
That would be kind of cool.
Yeah.
So do you think that he's going to throw the paper airplane anywhere?
Yeah.
Where?
Outside.
Outside?
Yeah.
Where might it go if it goes outside?
It would fly away.
Okay. Have you made a paper airplane before?
I did once.
Yeah? How'd it go?
Not well.
Not well. Did it fly?
Sorta. Not really.
Okay. I think making them more, it's more challenging than it seems.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, this person, where are they playing?
In his bedroom.
Okay. Would you say that his bedroom is clean or messy?
Messy.
Messy? When you play, is the room you're playing normally messy or clean?
Little bit messy.
Okay. What do you like to play with?
I like to play with bouncy balls.
Oh, what do you do with them?
I bounce them around and then catch them.
Okay. Fun. I know my little sister, she has like sparkly ones. What do yours look like?
I have one that looks like a baseball, and then I have one that has stars on it.
Ooh, that's really cool. Did you notice the little fish back there?
Yeah.
Yeah, do you have a fish?
No.
Do you have any pets?
Yes.
What do you have?
I have a dog.
No way. Yeah. Do you have a big dog or a small dog?
Really small dog.
Oh, that's cute.
Yeah.
Awesome. Anything else about this picture?
Nope.
All right. What about this picture?
There's an octopus and science bottles. There's books. There's mice. There's a girl, and there's papers and jars.
Okay. Well, what's on the shelf?
Like science bottles.
Okay. What's this?
A plant.
Yum. And I know you mentioned that there's an octopus there?
Yeah.
What is the octopus doing there?
I don't know.
Any guesses? Or you can make up a story too if you want.
Maybe the octopus didn't want to be in the sea anymore, so he went to the girl's room.
Okay. So do you think the girl knows the octopus is there?
Yes.
Okay. So what are they doing together?
They're thinking.
Okay. About what?
About a new invention.
About a new invention?
Yeah.
Oh, that's cool.
Because it looks like they like science.
Okay. So what is the girl holding?
A light bulb.
Okay. What is she wearing?
A lab jacket. Lab coat.
What are these?
Those are lab glasses.
Have you done a science experiment before?
Yeah.
What was your favorite one?
So, one time I made a bracelet with my sister, and then we went outside, and they were white beads, and then I went outside, and they started turning colors, because the sun was on them.
That is so cool.
Yeah.
So they changed the color based off of the sun, like?
Yeah.
Whoa, that's awesome.
Yeah.
Did you do any other cool experiments?
In school, once we made a compass.
Oh, that's really awesome too. Yeah. Did it work like when you brought it home?
Yeah.
Yeah? That's so cool. So, what do you think here the rats are doing? Are they helping out too?
No. I think they're just hanging around.
Just hanging around?
Yeah.
Okay. Awesome. Anything else about this picture?
Nope.
Okay. All right, this is our last picture. What do you see here?
I see a really big plant and a vegetable patch, a fence, a girl, and a snail. Two snails. One here and one there.
What else?
I also see clouds Leafs.
This.
Shovel.
That's it.
Fence.
Yeah. So what do you think this girl's doing here?
I think she's picking one of the vegetables from her garden.
What is she gonna do with the vegetables?
She's probably gonna cook them and then eat them.
Is she gonna eat the whole thing by herself?
She'll probably share it with her family.
Oh, that's nice of her. Do you think that this is her farm?
No, I think it's her parents' farm.
Okay, so it's her parents' farm. What is she doing there?
She's just helping them. She's just helping them pick stuff from the garden.
Oh, that's nice. Do you think the snails are helping?
No.
What are they doing?
I think they're just going around.
They're just there.
Yeah.
No purpose. Awesome. Okay. Anything else about this picture?
Nope.
If you had a farm, what would you want to plant?
Probably like cilantro and basil and tomatoes and peppers, because my dad likes spicy stuff.
Oh, that's nice of you. Think of him. Awesome. Would you put any fruit?
Yeah, I love strawberries.
Yum. Yeah. That'd be delicious.
Yeah.
Awesome. Okay, well, you did so great with that. Can you hear another buzzer for us? All right. And I know you said you like reading, right?
Right.
Awesome. So could you read this page for us?
Sure. Cam visited the water park with his Uncle Mo. Cam was running around with his squishy shoes. A boy who was bigger than Cam asked, "Why do you have your shoes on?" Cam looked down at his feet and shrugged. "Why not?" Cam told him. They both started to laugh. "Come on," said the boy. The boy started to run, and Cam could barely keep up. They ran in zigzags to avoid the tall water. They jumped over the short water. The boy found his friends, and they all started playing a game of tag. This was lots of fun until Cam fell. Cam didn't see the girl on the other side of the tall water. The girl didn't see Cam either. Cam was running as fast as he could, and pow, they both fell hard. Cam's arm was bleeding and his eyes were stinging. He stood up and helped the girl get up. "Are you okay?" Cam whispered. "I'm sorry. I did not see you there." "Well, you should walk," yelled the girl's mom, who came to help the girl back to her towel. Cam felt sad that the girl was hurt. Then he realized that he didn't even know where his Uncle Mo was. Now Cam's eyes were leaking water, and he was glad he was all wet so no one could see his tears. How could such a great day turn so bad? Cam closed his eyes and counted to 10. He lifted his chin up and tried to find his towel. Maybe Uncle Mo would be near the towel waiting for him. Thank you.
Do you want to read this one too?
Sure.
Okay.
A garden is a place where people grow food or flowers. Gardens can be big or small. Gardens can be in the ground or they can be in a small pot. Gardens can be at home or at a church. Some kids have gardens at their school. There are gardens at the White House and home of the President of the United States. One garden grows food and the other garden is the rose garden. You need 4 things to grow a garden: a sunny spot, good soil, water, and time. A sunny spot. Plants need sunshine to grow nice vegetables and flowers. A spot that faces south is best. Good soil. Soil is a kind of dirt pile the soil up like a small hill so that the water can go down. The pile of soil should be about 12 inches, or the size of a ruler. It is good for your plants if worms live in the soil. To invite worms, cut up leaves 3 inches down in your soil. Water. Gardens do well if they get about 1 inch of rain each week. If it is hot and dry outside, you will need to give more water to your garden. The best test is to put your finger in the soil. If you get mud on your hands, it is too wet. The soil's dusty, the plant needs water. Time. Some plants grow in a few weeks. Others take a few months. You must wait and take care of your plants. Then you can enjoy the food and flowers from your garden.
Awesome. Do you want to read one more?
Yes.
Okay.
Carmelo, Sam, and Roshan play basketball. Roshan is a good hitter. One day, he hit the baseball over the fence. "Oh no," said Carmelo, "now we cannot play. Our ball is gone." Sam said, "No problem. I will jump over the fence and get the ball." "No, you can't. The ball went over Mr. Smith's fence. Mr. Smith has a big tan dog. If you jump over the fence, the dog will bark and bite you," said Carmelo. Sam said, "Fine. I will just go knock on Mr. Smith's door." That is just what he did. Mr. Smith laughed. He said, "My dog wouldn't hurt a fly. Here's your ball." Sam was a superhero that day. "I never saw snow before in Somalia. It does not snow. This is my first winter in Ohio. It is cold now. It is cold enough to snow. I looked out the window before I went to bed, and I did not see snowflakes fall. When I woke up, there was snow on the ground. I woke up my cousin, and we ran outside. The other kids were lying on the ground in the snow. They were doing jumping jacks on the ground. When they stood up, I saw the snow angels."
Wow, you're such a great reader. You
Thank
just
you.
Read all of that, and that was so terrific. Can you hit another buzzer for us? Awesome. I'm so impressed. Awesome. So for this one, can you please tell us what this person is doing, and then how would you do it step by step?
He's brushing his teeth. And I would get my toothbrush and get my toothpaste. Then I would put toothpaste on the toothbrush. And then I would brush my teeth. And when the timer went off, I would wash off my toothbrush, put it away, and put away my toothpaste.
Awesome.
He's washing his hands, and I would turn the water on, get my hands wet, put soap on my hands, scrub my hands and fingers together, and then put my hands into the water and then dry my hands with a towel.
Terrific.
He's tying his shoes, and I would take the two strings and I would put one under another, and then I would pull each one, then I would make two loops, and I would put them together and put one loop in the hole, and then pull, and then if I wanted to do a double knot, I would just do the same thing over.
Yeah. Good.
This girl is eating cereal. I would get the box down, and then I would get a bowl out. I would get the box down, then I would pour it into the bowl, and then I would eat it.
Yeah. What type of cereal do you like to eat?
I like Cheerios.
Cheerios? Me too.
This boy is trying to put his sweater on, and I would find the back and then lay it down on something. Then I would pull it over my head and then put my arms in and then pop my head through the head hole.
Perfect.
This girl's icing cupcakes. And I would take the cupcake, I would get the icer out, and I would pour it on, and then I would do it until all of them were done. And then I would eat one.
Yeah. What type of cupcakes do you like?
I like ones with a lot of frosting.
Yum.
This girl looks like she's painting, and I would figure out what I'm gonna paint, and then I would paint the canvas, and then I would wash off the brush, wash out the things I had my paints on, and then put the brushes away and put the paints away. This boy's sitting in a car with his seatbelt on. I would get in the car and I would take my seatbelt and I would pull it down and then put it into the buckle, and then I would wait until I heard a click, and then I knew my seatbelt was on. This girl looks like she's pretending to feed her stuffed animal bear, and I would take a spoon and I would put it in a bowl and then give it to the bear. This person looks like he's doing a fashion show. And I would choose an outfit, try it on, and then if it fits, I would show it.
Looks like fun, right?
Yeah. These kids are sliding down a slide, and I would climb up the ladder, sit down, and then slide down. This person looks like he is playing soccer. I would kick the ball and then try to make a goal. These kids look like they're making words out of letter blocks, and I would take a block and stack it up, make a word, and then keep doing that, and maybe I'll like put them down here like B L U E and like make a sentence maybe.
Oh, so you would put them like this way?
Yeah.
Is it that way? Interesting. That's a good idea.
This person is pushing someone on the swing, and I would go backwards and then push. This girl looks like she's being nice and giving her friend a lollipop because her candy fell.
Oh, that's nice.
Yeah.
So how would you share?
I would give her the lollipop and then say that I was sorry that her candy fell. This boy looks like he's bored. He's just sitting down and thinking of something to do. So I would probably sit down and think of something to do, and then I would like read a book or do something, but it also looks like he was setting a certain amount of time to think on his timer.
Awesome. Well, you did so great with that. We're almost done. Do you want to hit a buzzer?
Sure.
And then we'll just look at like two pictures here, okay? And then you're all done.
Okay.
So what do you see here?
I see a rocket, I see planets, I see fireflies, I see a girl, I see a spaceship, I see a spacesuit.
What's silly about this picture?
That there is an alien ship.
Do you see this?
Oh yeah.
What's that?
I think those look kind of like really, really, really tiny headphones.
Okay. A little tiny what?
Headphones.
Headphones? Oh, I never saw it like that, but you make a good point. It does look like that.
Oh, but it also looks like a ladybug.
Yeah, I think I can see both of them.
Yeah.
So headphones or a ladybug, why would that be in space?
I don't know.
Yeah. What do you think this person is doing?
I think she's trying to catch fireflies.
Okay. Awesome. And we'll look at one more. Oh, this one might be fun. What's this?
It's a frog in a cup with a crown.
What? What is the frog doing there?
He's hiding.
Okay. From who?
From people, so that he doesn't get seen.
Okay. So how did the frog get into the cup?
He jumped up into it.
Yeah. How would you react if you saw that? You just walked into a room, and that was what you saw?
I'd be like, oh, that's cute, but it's in our house, so.
Yeah, I think that's a very friendly reaction. I think most people would be a little, like, scared or weirded out.
Yeah.
Well, you did such an awesome job today.
Thank you.
If you want to hit one more buzzer, and then we'll be all done. Awesome. Thank you so much for helping us with science.